This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,208. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my car, Montgomery, and you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, Ryan Castle is in, and once again, we will sit and spin now. Today, the 10 most repetitive rock songs of all times.
Times.
Get ready
times.
To play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Quack, quack. Drink it to draw.
All right, here we go. Pittsburgh woman facing charges after letting her grandchildren smoke the devil's lettuce. Meanwhile, a man kidnaps a woman and makes her watch Roots, which he then wanted to discuss. Good news for drivers in Ontario, where the new license plates are virtually unreadable at night. Woman mad parents canceled her cell phone and calls 911 to put up a fight. An Indiana man with crime pays tattooed arrested again, this time in a high-speed chase. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, I don't care who you are. Everybody likes to save money. And it doesn't mean we won't splurge from time to time, but we all like to save a little money when we can. I mean, hell, it's why Spirit Airlines exists. Discount carrier offers no frills, just straight transportation to get you from one place to the other. But while you save money on Spirit Airlines, you might have to endure some things like no drink service or, I don't know, you have to sit next to a corpse. On a recent flight, a woman died after 35 minutes of CPR. It was during the flight. She got 35 minutes of CPR. Now, most airlines, sure, they're going to make an emergency landing, but not Spirit. No, friend, you paid to get where you're going. So they're going to leave that body right there in that seat, buckled in. Well, the least they could do is cover it with a blanket. Yeah, they didn't do that either. So people sat on a plane next to a corpse. But that's not the only thing that's happened on Spirit Airlines. Look, you want to save money? Take Spirit. It's unlikely someone's going to die next to you. But on a recent flight back in August, a bat started flying around the cabin. Say the passengers were shocked, just to put it mildly. But luckily, they managed to trap the bat in the bathroom. So you just couldn't go to the bathroom. But again, think of all the money you saved. And Spirit Airlines, it's not the only discount thing out there. There's a million different ways to save money. Hell, turns out Flint, Michigan, they may have poisoned their own water system with lead because the city started saving money about 8 years ago. And one of the things they neglected was to take care of the water service. But on the flip side of that, if you like wine, great news. Dave, wine is at its lowest price in 20 years, and they expect those prices to stay low for the next three. So save your money. That's what we're talking about today. Your opportunity to save money. But here's our question. What did you buy on the cheap? And good or bad, how did that work out?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home Joel's in, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,208.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat programming. Oh, by the way, we're only 3 days away from our Poppy Seed Challenge.
Oh, my God.
He has apparently bought a half dozen bagels from Einstein, bagels of the poppy seed variety. He has been eating poppy seeds nonstop for just about 4 days now. Mm-hmm. We will have the test for you on Thursday during the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Basically, we had a caller call the show and explain that the stepmom, well, she had a nephew, and the nephew had a little bit of trouble with the law, ended up being released from prison on probation. Part of the terms of that, you got to do a random drug test every once in a while, and guess what he got popped with? Opiates.
Mm-hmm.
And guess how he said that he tested positive for this?
The same way we all would.
And then going back to jail because of this,
yeah.
He said he enjoyed a poppy seed muffin and or bagel or whatever the deal was and ate one every day, okay? So our idea is this.
But wait, the probation officer did not believe them.
No.
So his ass is back in jail.
Yeah, he's heard that a million times. So Mike has been eating poppy seeds nonstop. We are going to administer the test on Ted's Meat and Potatoes and find out if, in fact, you can get a positive opiate test from doing nothing but eating poppy seeds.
So, but keep in mind,
3 days away from that.
I also maintain that Mike might also actually be doing opiates. He's on this thing. It shows that he's doing opiates. He blames it on the poppy seeds. We're none the wiser. I'm convinced that he is high on oxys right now.
You never know. You never know. All right, our question. What did you buy on the cheap and good or bad? How did that work out? And we start with a story of a Spirit Airlines flight. It says, the next time your airplane seatmate clips their nails or snores loudly, you can be at least grateful for one thing. They are alive. Passengers on a recent Spirit Airlines flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to Newark, New Jersey did not have the same luxury. All this is dealing with the bat. Several passengers filmed cell phone videos of a mysterious animal, which they initially thought might be a bird, but it ended up being a bat flapping around in the cabin.
Good evening.
And flight attendants alike were clearly unnerved by the incident. The bat did not make an appearance until about 30 minutes into the flight, about halfway through the total flying time. No one was sure how he made it on board there, but eventually someone was able to trap the bat between a book and a cup. Bat was held in a bathroom so that the flight could finish uneventfully.
But now you can't go to the bathroom.
In that one. You just got to close one bathroom.
I respect that. Trap him in a book.
I do respect it. It just, and I said this to Miles, man, I know it's a discount airline, and I know the next story involves someone dying on a plane. Now, Spirit can't do much about you dying on a plane, but how does a bat get into your cabin?
We're not sure about that, and they don't know still. But either way, the flight continued, and I do appreciate that about Spirit Airlines. There's no emergency landing. They let someone catch the thing in a cup with a book. You know how this works if you've had a spider in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Same basic technique. Then they take that, put it in the bathroom.
open it up real quick, let it go, close the door.
Right. You know, that's exactly how it went.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, we'll get him later.
I'm going to say it's a two-person operation, right? Because think about it. I'm on a flight, and I don't know what it is. I do not know why this is, but if a bird were flying around, people would be shocked, but no one freaks out. But when you realize that the bird's actually a bat, somehow things feel different.
Well, bats bite.
I mean, they might, but they have no particular interest in biting you. They're not, more than likely, they're not going to do anything. But once you say bat, because I've had the same experience, cousin thought there was a bird in his bedroom. He's spending the night with us, but he had a separate room. I opened the door, and it was a bat, and I can't explain it, but I'm like, everything has changed. But it's a two-person operation, because if you're the person who's captured the bat, you're asking at least one other passenger, listen, man, the trick to this whole thing is that that door needs to close immediately.
Sure. But you also realize you're on Spirit Air, okay? And we already have an understanding on Spirit Air. It's a discount airline.
Is that what the captain?
Well, some
ladies
some
and gentlemen,
people,
I know there's a bat flying around the cabin. I just want to remind you, you have picked Spirit Air. Bats are just part of the thing. Just try to relax during flight. Hopefully nobody gets rabies. Well, and, again, remember, don't use the first bathroom in the back because, again, there's a goddamn bat.
There's a bat in there. So, and people, you know, depending on what you like to spend money on and what you do not like to spend money on, that basically divides how, obviously, you make any budget in your life. I know certain people, and they fly for business or they just fly a lot, in particular in this area. Alaska Airlines has a hell of a program where if you are a gold member, you get upgraded, if possible, to sit in either the business class or first class, okay? I know of a few different instances where I've heard, and I'm not making this up, where the date is supposed to be like a week away from them to get this, and someone hops on a plane to Portland, which is about an hour away from here, and flies back just to get the points they need to continue on in their gold status because when it comes to traveling, they don't want to be in coach. They have been in business class enough. They have been in first class enough. That is where they spend their money and how they prefer to fly. They might not buy an upper-end liquor when they go to the liquor store, but when it comes to a plane ticket, they want to be in first class.
I think I may have been present at this conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard this conversation a few times.
Because it blew my mind.
My buddy did it because if he wants to fly first class, he doesn't want to pay for it.
My buddy did.
It was cheaper to fly to Portland for an hour and keep his status.
Yeah, you were saying it. Okay.
My buddy, he had a friend with a timeshare in Hawaii for a weekend, and it was a turn and burn, and he left on a Friday and came back on a Sunday, not because he wanted to stay there for free, but because if he flew to Hawaii and did this, then he would get the miles he needed to be gold. So, I mean, what's wrong with going to Hawaii? He just had to go that far and come back in order to get the miles. So So that's where he flew. I swear to God, it means that much to people. So Spirit Airlines is in the opposite end of that spectrum,
right,
and we know
it. Precise opposite.
Yeah, right. Okay? So if you're flying Spirit, look, you might spend more money at your destination on other things, but the airline portion of the vacation or travel is not the most important thing to you. So a nurse says Spirit Airlines needs to have a little bit more sensitivity training of its employees when it comes to emergencies. Nathalie Albino was traveling.
That is her name.
Nathalie Albino was traveling from Fort Lauderdale to Juan Santa Maria International Airport in Costa Rica when she helped assist an 83-year-old woman who appeared in distress. Now, the woman died after 35 minutes of CPR, but Spirit left her uncovered in the same seat while fellow passengers had to walk by. Albino said they requested a blanket to cover the woman's corpse, but the crew did not provide one. We had to take her sweater off of her, physically put it over her head. Albino said they also requested to move the body away from the other passengers, but a flight attendant allegedly told her, no, we have to buckle her back into her seat.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain, and I understand there's a little bit of struggle going on in the cabin. I just want to explain a few rules for the flight for you. Yeah, she's dead. We know that. But she paid for seat 2B, and she will be staying in seat 2B. And those blankets are $5. She has no cash. We will not cover her.
Also,
I suggest you pull her own sweater up over her head. I'm sure someone out there's handled the corpse. Again, everybody lean back. Enjoy the rest of your flight. We should be in our destination just about
keep 30 minutes. She's in pretty well close to the front of the plane. All right. So,
first class passenger.
Yeah, she's close.
How long was the flight?
The flight was from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Costa Rica. So my guess is you're bolting right across the top of the Gulf of Mexico.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to say that is a 3.5 to 4 hour flight.
Not a terrible guess. I did the math on this. Miles and I were discussing this story in earnest a little bit earlier. We'll get to all that in a second. But so the flights, the length of the flight from Fort Lauderdale, Costa Rica, I assume they're flying into San Jose, Costa Rica. That is where I flew in the time I went, major city there. 2 hours, 51 minutes.
Oh, so it's not that far.
Right. Okay, all right. Okay, but, okay. But keep in mind, we don't know how long they'd been in the air at the time that this woman went under distress. Because remember, they did CPR on her for 35 minutes.
That's correct.
This is critical to what we're trying to figure out.
It was pretty disrespectful. The guy sitting beside the woman was the fiance of... was me sitting beside your mother, or this was my mother or my grandmother. He also claimed when the flight landed, passengers, all of them, including children, were forced to walk past the woman's body. We deplaned first because that's what we were required to do by Costa Rican law. Saying that we force people out of the plane first is a flat-out lie. That from Spirit Airlines. The Spirit flight attendants are trained to handle medical emergencies to some degree. Couple things here. They would not let the woman out of the seat. And for whatever reason, one thing that we do know about when people pass on, when things happen, okay? Your body basically lets go of all functions. Which means that right now, believe it or not, you're holding in a pee. You're holding in going to the bathroom.
I believe it.
Now, this is the part.
Not when you're passed on. The first thing that happens is, if you have any pee in the chute, it's coming out.
If there's any of this. So I've been looking that up, because this is part of what we're trying to figure out. You got to remember, so the woman dies on the flight. We don't know at what point they are in the flight. We'll just assume halfway. All right? So even if you have 45 minutes left with her, the thing that Miles brought up, he goes, right, okay, so it's one thing to sit next to a dead body. It's another thing, when this person has just died, they still need to evacuate.
There's a chance that's pretty well
gone. And I'm reading here, there is a 20, so yeah, I'm doing the research, there's a 20 to 50% chance that if someone dies and you are next to them, that they're going to expel all of their,
correct,
all their poop, all their urine, everything. Pretty much.
For an example, Ted, when I...
that would have been in the story.
Do you think so?
Okay, when I put Dr. Gomez down, okay? Dr. Gomez is on my lap.
Gomez is a cat.
Yes. Right. They do an intravenous, whatever the thing they do, like the little, they stick him with a needle and, they jam in the junk and then he falls asleep.
He wasn't asleep, Miles.
And the woman looks at me. He moved on to the farm. The woman looks at me, the veterinarian, and she says, and I've seen this movie before. So she says, would you like to spend a little bit of time with Dr. Gomez there on your lap? And I'd spent time with him before this whole episode went down. So I'd already spent my time. Don't think I didn't do that. But I said, well, how much time do I got before you know? And she's like, maybe like 60 seconds. I'm like, here. So, because I had to go to work and I didn't want crap all over. Like, I'm sorry.
Gomez.
I know you're dead. There's nothing I can do. I already spent my time with you when you're alive. Like, no, here, I'm going to Chick-fil-A. So I gave my cat, to her, like, right away, no, he can poop on you.
Do not poop on me.
So there's a chance that could happen. Now, there's also another scenario in here, which is just happenstance, but when you fly Spirit Airlines, and we started to think about this as well, okay?
Now, this sounds mean, but it's really not.
I'm on Air Emirates, right?
Air Emirates.
British Airways. British Show, anything like this.
Okay.
Virgin Air headed to London, okay? And the woman beside me, 83 years old, she goes into cardiac arrest. I jump up and say, is there a doctor on this plane? How many people can stand up?
8?
10? 15?
You're on Emirates. You're on British Air.
20? If I'm on Spirit Airlines and I jump up and I say, hey, is there a doctor on this plane? Anybody? Is there a veterinarian? Is there any, just somebody who's walked into a hospital?
Has anyone watched
this? Does anyone here have medical insurance?
Right. It is in Spirit Air.
Right.
So if you're looking for a doctor, we're just guessing. We don't know this. But if I'm a betting man, I'm going to say you're SOL.
Right. If I jumped up and said,
is there a doctor? Yeah,
like, who's got cocaine in their pocket and smuggled it on the plane?
Right.
I mean, it's a different situation. Like, I don't think that I'm going to get the same medical treatment, in case of an emergency on Spirit Air than necessarily I would in on a different airline. If that's fair.
Everyone has to agree with this. We're not being mean. If you're on a Greyhound bus
and you jump up and go, is there a doctor on this bus? No.
I mean, you understand where you're at, right? It's Spirit Air.
Did anyone even play nurse? Nothing?
Right. I just
throw it up. Anyone ever own a stethoscope for no reason?
right. Come on.
Has anyone been to the doctor?
Has anyone used a heating pad? Nope.
Epsom salts.
I mean, come on.
Has anyone ever applied a Band-Aid or something?
You're S-O-L on this.
Yeah. I kind of like that they continued the trip.
I was saying the same.
I've been on a plane where somebody died and we had to stop and it was a long time.
But part of the reason they stopped. Yes, that's a long time. Somebody died, but to Miles's point, like, look, if they're going to explode their bowels on a flight, like, go ahead and get them off the plane. I'm not trying to be insensitive, but it's weird enough to fly with a corpse. I don't want to fly with one that's also actively pooping.
And this could be
and I'm like, but the flip's right. And to me, I would think that's the real reason, not your discomfort that someone is dead, right? You go by a graveyard, you know there's dead people around. But you don't smell them. You know what I mean? Like, I feel that's part of the reason you want to get them off the plane. But then Miles also made the argument, said, look, if I'm flying to Costa Rica, you know what? Let's keep going.
We're going to keep going. And then part of
that,
for me is time.
Right.
It's really about,
I'm serious,
about
I've been on a
time.
Flight like that. Like, it just, you have to stop. And I get it. Somebody passed away. It's sad. But also, it's like, well, we didn't
But wait, what was your situation? Now,
ultimately,
they died.
This person is still going to Seattle.
But wait, they died.
Right, or they got to fly back to where they were. So it's kind of like...
They died on the flight, right?
Yeah, and they just took the body off. And then we just sat there for hours because it was Billy Montana. Oh. So it's like... sorry, that airport
closed. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm just like, I kind of, with this, I'm like, I kind of like that. Like, why not just finish the trip?
I think that's what I said.
Again, if I'm going to Costa Rica...
We are going to Costa Rica.
Then whatever. If I'm flying back home after vacation, please do the emergency stop. But do you think you'd have the same attitude if you were the fiancé, a woman in the story, or whatever, the guy that was sitting next to her? She dies, and it's like, Ted, look, man, she's sitting next to you. We're going to leave it up to you. The entire flight says, Ted, because you're the one stuck next to this dead person who may or may not be soiling themselves. Do we punch on to Costa Rica?
So I'm not big on that part of it. And this is going to sound harsh, but there could be somewhere else to put the body.
I would volunteer
well, like the
to
flight
sit
I was
beside.
On, right, the
I would,
flight I was on,
up.
They moved the body somewhere else first. And like, I've been on a flight that was diverted because someone's having an episode. That I get. We had to land right away so this person could live.
But
we land in Billings, like, it's not hard to tell. When an ambulance comes out with no lights on.
But wait, where do they put, so when the guy died, they move him to a different seat?
Well, yeah, they drag him on their feet. Remember the guy
they kind of pulled him up front, or in the galley, just out of the way. So that's where I think maybe you could have moved the body.
Did you see his feet or anything when you...
Robin, why in the hell did that guy collapse on the flight to Las Vegas? It got me so pissed off. What was he?
Says
and then they had to drag him out with his feet, like, and sit him in. And I'm like, what?
Only reason I remember is because you screamed it repeatedly in the cab right after because you were so mad they cut off drink service.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
The guy just collapsed.
Let me see if I can get
this. And then they drug him with his
correctly.
Feet.
It was sleep deprivation.
Oh, yeah.
Are you effing kidding me?
Right. I think that's what it was.
Oh, sleep apnea.
Yeah,
sleep
whatever.
Apnea.
I'm like, come on. You're better than that.
That's not like a real problem to cut off drinks.
Well,
I'm sorry.
It had to have been sleep deprivation, not apnea, because he wasn't sleeping. He tipped
he just
over
took a
as
header.
He was
but
walking
so
right.
What?
He just went right.
Boom.
But look, if you're having a heart attack or a stroke, actively bleeding for no reason, like, all right, I get it, but like, oh, really? You're sleeping and bumped your head.
You don't understand.
I can't have a drink.
This cart is like four seats in front of us.
Oh,
like,
so close.
I can see her handing out the Biscoffs.
I know.
I see, you know, the cups of water. I know what's coming my way. You know what I mean? And then this guy takes a header. I about killed him.
I'm sorry. It's just...
This is why Mike doesn't want to fly with you.
Really?
Well, just law of averages says you're not going to get a drink if they're on a flight with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
Not because
yeah,
of anything
yeah.
you've said
right,
or done.
Right. No, but also because of something he said or done. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's... Come on.
But I would volunteer to sit by that woman so our flight could continue to Costa Rica. Like, if the person felt uncomfortable sitting beside her, I'd say, look, you can switch seats with me. If we continue this flight, I will happily sit beside this deceased grandma.
Now, how would you choose to do this? Say they die in the aisle seat.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get to the window.
Oh, no.
So, no,
oh,
you got to climb over them. They're not moving
the
seat.
I'm putting her in the window seat.
No.
She gets the window
You seat. Have to leave her there. So now it's not just that you're next to her. You're in the window seat and the dead person.
It's okay because I can step over her to go use the bathroom.
Even when you lean over to buy your...
I don't even feel bad. Her tray is up the entire time. I can just walk over her.
Okay.
I don't have to do the Spider-Man crawl like you're asleep on an overnight.
Let me ask you
this. You know what I mean? I can just step right over.
If you're sitting, I don't normally recline my seat.
Uh-huh.
But I'm reclining in the seat
for her. Sitting, no, if she's sitting behind me.
I'm reclining in the guy
I'm reclining.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, you can recline.
That's what I mean. Like, she's dead.
Yeah, because I don't want her to be the squatty potty position, because then I know what could possibly happen. If she's been over frontward anyway, like, she
don't
needs
move
to be,
her, man.
She needs to be
you don't move the core. If, look, if they're already dead, like, if they're dying, try to get them in position for least, I guess, poop explosion. Right, but once they're dead, you're going to be like the dude that touches the whale on the beach and then the thing explodes.
What did you buy on the cheap, and good or bad? How did that work out? 844-999-OLA. Calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Our question, what did you buy on the cheap? And good or bad, how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, so I got some pretty good deals back in the day. I used to have this homie that will sell fifths of liquor out of his trunk. And he'll pull it up at, like, super shady grocery store, pop the trunk on his, like, Lincoln Mark 7 or whatever it was, a huge boat, and you could buy Fifth Farm for $20 a piece.
Are you talking top shelf fifths from this guy?
Oh, yeah.
And was it still
yeah,
sealed,
it was pretty
Peter?
Much whatever he had at that point. You know, you had your first pick of the best to the worst, I guess.
Right. Well, see, you would never do that in Costa Rica or Mexico. But I'm assuming this is all sealed stuff that, you know, is legitimate?
Oh, yeah. This guy will just go to Safeways and all kinds of stores and basically clean them out.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it makes sense. You either got to be making the liquor, cutting it with something, or stealing it.
Oh, yeah. Right. My first house in Seattle, there's a little convenience store around the corner from me. I went in there. You know, I'm a smoker, dude. You're in there almost every day. And they carried stuff like laundry detergent. They might have eggs, right? Just real basic stuff. And then I'm looking online, and I read the news story that this particular store has now been shut down after being raided by the cops. And what this store was doing for you to save money, and I appreciate their effort, was hiring the local homeless guys. And they would go to the Safeway, which was 4 or 5 blocks down the road, steal all the high-ticket items, like the Tide laundry detergent, et cetera, batteries, anything like that, walk it back up to the store, and then they'd put a lower price on it. But it did explain why anytime I bought something from there, with the exception of cigarettes, there's always like an old Safeway price tag that I got scratched out. But I never gave it any thought. And then when I read this, I'm like, I've been buying hot property like for 2 years. I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea at all. And to be honest with you, it really did save money.
We have really competitive prices here.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of cheap booze, so the article says, head down to your local watering hole or dive bar, and you'll see one thing almost immediately. Cheap beer unites people, and it's as necessary to drinking culture as any other potent potable. Some people like the pale ales or IPAs. A lot of people enjoy a good cheap beer, and they're obviously easy on the wallet, typically low in alcohol, so you can pound through a bunch of them because they're only a step or two away from basically being carbonated water, let's face it, but they still are delicious. So here are, quotes, the 10 best cheap beers money can buy. I'll give you a description of said beer.
I feel like Ted's going to crush.
These are national brands, right? Or are they
not
some of them
all
local?
Of them. Not all of them, but that will be in the description. This beer, originally from Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Rolling Rock.
Yes. Worked to aggressively expand the brand on the back of the green bottle.
And they say the full-bodied flavor profile is crisp, full of flavor. But saying Rolling Rock is as full-bodied as it is saying that anyone on the staff, they say, of the article, people who wrote this, the manual, could in fact beat Dwayne The Rock Johnson in an arm wrestling match.
Right.
So it is what it is.
I do not like Rolling Rock.
I have been through my Rolling Rock phase in my lifetime. Rolling Rock used to be $7 a case of bottles.
I know, but that's why we had the Beast. Between Rolling Rock and the Beast, we took the Beast. Rolling Rock's just terrible.
Rolling Rock was what I bought when I was 18. That was exactly what it meant. We could get a case for $7. Mm-hmm. So this was the worst part about that. You could buy a $7 case of Rolling Rock, but if you wanted to buy a 4-pack of wine coolers for your date, that was like $5.50.
Oh, they understood the game.
Yeah. So it's just like, man, we could get 24.
So I got to buy Zima because exactly. Shirley's coming over.
All right. What used to be your grandpa's beer has transformed.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's exactly right. Over the last decade into, something for the hipsters. Tall boy, bottle, or on draft. You know you're getting when you raise a PBR.
Yeah, something way too sweet.
Very, very sweet beer, yeah, man. And my hangover, it took me a while to get over it, but I'm used to the hangover now. But yeah, it is a sweet beer. By the way, don't credit hipsters for bringing it back. Let's say hipsters drink what? Natural Light. It's cheap and they're broke and it was available. That's why they're
But hipsters did with PBR. Natural Light's always been a cheap beer.
Right.
But PBR, like 15 years ago, nobody drank it. And then hipsters started drinking it and they actually raised the prices.
Sure. But what I'm saying
is it became cool to drink it.
I think it was broke hipsters, but because they were hipsters, they wouldn't be caught dead drinking all the light beer we used to drink. You feel what I'm saying?
So, no, like, because I know plenty of hipsters who do fine, and they're like, that's like their beer.
Really?
It's part of the lifestyle.
I tried to help you, hipsters. You guys suck.
No, I defend hipsters all the time. But no, PBR's
you jacked up the price of tater tots and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
10 best cheap beers money can buy. This will be an easy one. It's called the Champagne of Beers for a reason.
High life.
There you go. That's one of my favorites. I drink that all the time. The beer is so ubiquitous, they literally named it America for two summers. It is a staple of American culture, no matter where you are. Cracking one of these is as America could be. It was around the time when George Washington was the president.
Dang.
Any ideas?
Sam Adams.
Old Milwaukee.
A beers, Budweiser.
That makes sense.
And one quick one for you, Steve. Perhaps one of the most recognizable beers on the list, thanks to the one-eyed man on the can.
Oh, Natty Bo.
Natty Bo's on the list of the 10 best cheap beers that money can buy. Yeah, it's not bad.
It's
Hola.
Bad.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.